Kathy.
And I'm Ed for Kids Earth and Sky. Now, the planet Venus orbits one step closer to the sun than Earth does. And Mars orbits one step farther out. Oh, on Venus, it's hot enough to melt lead. And Mars is a cold, dry desert. But Earth, just right for people and other forms of life.
This is what some scientists call the Goldilocks problem. Why is Venus too hot? Mars too cold, but Earth just right for life. Venus is closer to the sun than Earth, and Mars is farther away, but that's not the whole story. The answer also involves an invisible gas called carbon dioxide, or CO2.
Carbon dioxide, yes. It's a greenhouse gas. Now that means it lets sunlight pass through to a planet's surface, but traps the resulting heat. Now Venus has a lot of CO2 in thick clouds that surround the planet.
Come out, you're surrounded!
And Venus is really hot. Now Earth has less CO2 in its atmosphere, and on Mars the CO2 stays in the ground. So, Mars stays cold.
So Earth is a nice place to live because we're just the right distance from the sun.
Yippee!
And because we have just the right amount of carbon dioxide, or CO2. That's our show for today, made possible by the National Science Foundation. We talk about everything on the Earth.
And in the sky.
On Kids Earth.